pair of bills aimed at storing toxic coal ash away from drinking water look like they may not make it through Crossover Day. Crossover Day is when bills from one side of the Georgia legislature pass to another, part of the path to the governor's desk. While some want more evidence that coal ash is causing harm in Georgia before acting on those bills, for the town of Juliet, where they're testing water for coal ash toxins, uncertainty is reason enough. It's late on a rainy night when Fletcher Sams of the Altamaha Riverkeeper guides his truck down a long, muddy road to Ken and Dorothy Krako's home on the banks of the Ocmulgee River. With him are the results of their well testing, and the news is not good.
It is tied at the very highest that we have found so far.
The worst?
Yeah.
Dorothy drops her head.
Wow.
Ken cracks a joke.
Congratulations to us. What's going on?
The Krako's water is contaminated with a cancer-causing heavy metal called hexavalent chromium. The water is over 500 times the health limit in California for the toxicant, and about 150 times the limit in North Carolina.
There's only two states in the union that have put a limit on hexavalent chromium. Georgia's obviously not one of them, right?
Georgia follows EPA coal ash rules, which only consider total chromium content. Other types of chromium are not as toxic as hexavalent chromium, and the EPA has never settled on a guide for hexavalent chromium toxicity in the first place. So Georgia Power's contamination of the aquifer from which the Krakos and their neighbors draw their drinking water is within legal limits. All this leaves people in Juliet confused, scared, and looking for answers.
I think there is an urgent need for actual research in Juliet.
That's Abner Bengosh, professor of water quality and geochemistry at Duke University. He's coming to do his own well testing in Juliet. Years ago, when he looked at wells all over North Carolina, prior experience led him to expect hexavalent chromium in water near coal ash ponds. And he found it there, and also apparently naturally occurring all over the North Carolina Piedmont.
Basically, hexavalent chromium is found everywhere.
So in Juliet, hexavalent chromium could be naturally occurring too. Bengosh stresses he has to do the water testing to know for sure, but that could have other implications for drinking water safety. Bengosh says coal-burning utilities seize on this idea of natural occurrence to say this isn't their problem, but he says it's important to remember.
All shallow groundwater underlying coal ash ponds across the country are being contaminated with effluent that's leaking from coal ash.
Bengosh says even if today the hexavalent chromium in Juliet is naturally occurring, one day it or some other heavy metal will likely flow from the Shearer ash pond into drinking water. So Bengosh says Georgia Power has a coal ash obligation.
They need to take it away and they need to put it in a safe landfill that it will not allow this leaching out of contaminants from the coal ash.
That's what's spelled out in the bills in the Georgia legislature. The bills have gotten some support, but some lawmakers say they want more evidence that Georgia Power ash ponds are making people sick before forcing the utility's hand. Chris Bowers, attorney with the Southern Environmental Law Center, says that's getting it backwards.
You do not want to be in a situation where people are poisoned after the fact, and then you look back and go, wow.
Turns out the Monroe County Commission, which represents the people of Juliet, agrees. They made that clear at a recent meeting when they announced that they would pay for Abner Bengosh's research. Commission member George Amami.
This coal is sitting 40 to 75 feet deep in our aquifer, and you know, nobody knows the everlasting effect of that.
But Amami and others won't get Bengosh's data until after the day when the coal ash storage bills might die in the legislature. So it was to the relief of some Juliet residents when on the same night they announced Bengosh's research.
All right, the yeses have it.
The commission unanimously voted to support the coal ash management bills too, just to be safe. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.